Earth and sky.
Watersheds around the country are creating a market for trading water quality, which is somewhat similar to trading carbon credits. The purpose is to control nutrient pollution in water, which can cause coastal waters to become toxic. Here's Earth and Sky's Lindsay Patterson with more.
Water quality trading starts when local watersheds put caps on the quantity of nutrients that can enter the water. Farmers generate credits by reducing their nutrient runoff, for example, by using less fertilizer. Then wastewater plants, which are big contributors of nutrient pollution, buy those credits.
Well, that sounds a lot like carbon trading.
It is like that, but it's also much more difficult. With carbon trading, a pound of carbon dioxide released from Asia is the same as a pound from Europe. It all goes into the same atmosphere. But with water, it's much more local. It's harder to quantify the nutrients in water, and that's why they have to be traded within the same watershed.
So, Lindsay, is this already happening?
It is. The most active programs are in the mid-Atlantic states, where they've been working for 20 years to clean up the Chesapeake Bay. States need to institute nutrient caps or regulations on nutrient polluters before water quality programs can really start to take off.
Thank you, Lindsay. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.